God is life, and this I see means an endless life for me. God is soul, so I must be pure and sinless constantly.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, John. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall be well." Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, that they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Then when Jesus came, he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go." This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Matthew. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Luke. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said unto him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." 1 John. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And from Science and Health is Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Life is God, and God is all. Jesus said of Lazarus, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." Jesus restored Lazarus by the understanding that Lazarus had never died, not by an admission that his body had died and then lived again. Had Jesus believed that Lazarus had lived or died in his body, the Master would have stood on the same plane of belief as those who buried the body, and he could not have resuscitated it. He understood man, whose life is God, to be immortal, and knew that man has not two lives, one to be destroyed and the other to be made indestructible. He knew that matter had no life, and that real life is God. Therefore, he could no more be separated from his spiritual life than God could be extinguished. Life is like Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Organization and time have nothing to do with life. The death of a false material sense and of sin, not the death of organic matter, is what reveals man and life, harmonious, real, and eternal. Timetables of birth and death are so many conspiracies against manhood and womanhood. Except for the error of measuring and limiting all that is good and beautiful, man would enjoy more than 80 years and still maintain his vigor, freshness, and promise. Man, governed by immortal mind, is always beautiful and grand. Each succeeding year unfolds wisdom, beauty, and holiness. When apparently near the confines of mortal existence, standing already within the shadow of the death valley, I learned these truths in divine science, that all real being is in God, the divine mind, and that life, truth, and love are all-powerful and ever-present. That the opposite of truth, called error, sin, sickness, disease, death, is the false testimony of false material sense, of mind and matter. That this false sense evolves in belief a subjective state of mortal mind, which the same so-called mind names matter, thereby shutting out the true sense of spirit. All forms of error support the false conclusion that there is more than one life, that material history is as real and living a spiritual history, that mortal error is as conclusively mental as immortal truth, and that there are two separate antagonistic entities and beings, two powers, namely spirit and matter, resulting in a third person, mortal man, who carries out the delusions of sin, sickness, and death. The real life, or mind, and its opposite, the so-called material life and mind, are figured by two geometrical symbols, a circle, or sphere, and a straight line. The circle represents the infinite without beginning or end. The straight line represents the finite, which has both beginning and end. The sphere represents good, the self-existent and eternal individuality or mind. The straight line represents evil, a belief in a self-made and temporary material existence. Eternal mind and temporary material existence never unite in figure or in fact. Your true course is to destroy the foe and leave the field to God, life, truth, and love, remembering that God and his ideas alone are real and harmonious. When being is understood, life will be recognized as neither material nor finite, but as infinite, as God, universal good. And the belief that life or mind was ever in a finite form, or good in evil, will be destroyed. The fact that the Christ or truth overcame and still overcomes death proves the King of Terrors to be but a mortal belief or error, which truth destroys with the spiritual evidences of life. And this shows that what appears to the senses be death is but a mortal illusion. For to the real man and the real universe, there is no death process. The chief stones in the temple of Christian Science are to be found in the following postulates: that life is God, good, and not evil. That soul is sinless, not to be found in the body. That spirit is not and cannot be materialized. That life is not subject to death. That the spiritual real man has no birth, no material life, and no death. Science reveals the glorious possibilities of immortal man, forever unlimited by the mortal senses. The theories I combat are these: 1, that all is matter; 2, that matter originates in mind and is as real as mind, possessing intelligence and life. The first theory, that matter is everything, is quite as reasonable as the second, that mind and matter coexist and cooperate. One only of the following statements can be true: 1, that everything is matter; 2, that everything is mind. Which one is it? All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all.